Tim here with Tim Alexander. Tim, there's lots of news going on. What's the latest on top of your agenda, and do you have your archives all up to date?
Yes, I wrote an article in the wee hours of the morning. What I called the article, the heading was, "What happens if there is a landslide for Trump and they still steal the election?"
Right, and what do you think will happen?
Well, kind of what I said in the article is, I'm very much an outside-of-the-box kind of guy, you know, and as soon as it comes up here, I'll read it for you if you want.
you want to read it in your usual, how can I say it, Alexandrian, how can I say it, dialogue. How's that?
Right.
This is what happens if there's a landslide for Trump. I see the article right here. Go ahead.
Just now came up here. Okay, what happens if there is a landslide for Trump and they still steal the election?
Yeah.
I'm a way outside of the box kind of guy. I'm a former Roman.
Yeah. You're probably actually a box agnostic, most likely. You're a Christian.
No, I'm not.
I'm just kidding. Box agnostic means you don't believe in boxes. I'm just kidding.
I'm a former Roman Catholic who is now Eastern Orthodox. I'm an American Midwesterner. Hang on, my thing is acting screwed. And also Scottish Earl, Viscount, etc. I'm a former anti-war activist who served as a theoretical warfare weapons strategist and designer. I'm a 6'2", good old down-to-earth Indiana boy with a beard, who has multiple degrees and was Scottish editor at the famous Burke's Peerage publishing and genealogical firm in London, known as the Bible of the aristocracy for generations.
Right.
I could go on, but who cares? The one thing that I am is a person who, since childhood, has had an overriding desire to acquire knowledge and to figure things out, especially things that I'm not supposed to know about.
Right.
I read more than maybe 100 average university-educated adults day in and day out. I'm on talk radio with hundreds of thousands of listeners at least twice a week, and yet I'm at a place where I simply do not know where we are as a nation or world, where we're going in the next few weeks.
Right.
We truly are in strange and interesting times. An old Chinese curse comes to mind. May you live in interesting times. We have a group of global banking families whose operations go back 2, 3, and even more centuries. We're in effect legal counterfeiters who print paper money. Actually, now it's mostly just data entries on computers from nothing, and loan it to nations at compound interest, with both the interest and principal having to be paid back. They have parentheses, have more money than God, parentheses. I don't mean to be disrespectful to the Almighty here, but that is a term that is used. The Rothschilds, the leaders of the pack of perhaps 30 mostly Jewish global bankster families, have a combined wealth of $500 trillion or so, a significant percentage of all wealth on the planet. It appears that they are multi-generational Satanists who desire a demonic and hellish New World Order over in which over 6 billion human beings have been killed off in World War III, and most of the remainder are serfs, a 21st century version to the high and mighty cabal families. You can call them Illuminati, globalist banking cartel, Khazarian, global mafia, etc., but sadly, they exist at the highest levels of current human existence. However, they are not the only powerful families, individuals, groups, tribes, nationalities, etc. on Earth. And in fact, there are a number of others with important economic, political, military power outside of this hidden global super elite. I have long said that the most dangerous time of our history will come when one very powerful group slash grouping attempts to grab it all and to consolidate their power in a truly all-encompassing global empire with 21st century security, state, technology, that those whose independence and wealth and possibly very existence must be sacrificed in order to facilitate the building of the satanic empire might not roll over without a gigantic struggle with 21st century weapons of mass destruction. And the globalists might actually desire a mega destructive World War III is really rather far out in terms of probabilities. However, there appears to be ample indications that this is, in fact, a key part of the grand strategic vision of these families. The struggle between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton represents two sides battling it out for their version of the near future to be successful. Trump represents not only his personal desires, but the interests of many diverse groups, interest people. Many wealthy billionaires, for example, fear the trillionaire 30 families and their crazed roadmap to what many see as the destruction of this planet and the high probability of a human life extinction event. Trump also gives the masses hope that their desire for a peaceful and safe and prosperous future for themselves and their offspring will be fruitful.
Right.
Clinton represents those criminal, political, financial mega elites, Illuminati, etc., who desire to see their demonic New World Order come to fruition. Indications grow by the day based on early voting in diverse parts of America that Trump will win by a landslide. That this is in spite of the almost total control of the mainstream news media by the globalist forces and the extensive use of the mainstream media as a propaganda arm of the Clinton campaigning. The polling is screwed and deliberately repeats a narrative of some polls showing Hillary Clinton with a substantial lead and other polls showing a 2-point or so flip-flop back and forth between Clinton and Trump. This is in spite of very limited campaigning by reportedly very ill Hillary Clinton and very small crowds for her in the hundreds compared to tens of thousands daily for Donald Trump. Clinton's vice presidential running mate actually suffered the humiliation of a crowd, in parentheses, of 30 at a Florida rally a couple days ago. His opponent routinely pulls in thousands. Even though a significant percentage of the American electorate votes using totally insecure electronic voting devices, there is assumed to be an upper limit on stealing a election by fraudulent electronic means. A candidate who is ahead by only a few points might be surprised on election day, but a candidate who is strongly motivating his voters, and in parentheses, Trump is currently breaking all records for early voting numbers, parentheses,
right,
and is truly winning by a landslide, who suddenly loses in his shocker, is apt to be a victim of electronic fraud. The American public is now very aware of Clinton's criminal history and of the high likelihood that her campaign will attempt to steal the election. This makes it very hard to steal the election without mass protests and civil unrest, up to and including something like a breakdown of order throughout the land. One might think that the globalists would simply
fall back
and try again later, having the benefit of great wealth and a long history. However, the rise of the Internet has had an earth-changing effect on human events, not unlike the invention of the printing press did centuries ago. The globalists have found themselves at a crossroads. One path takes them to their long-sought New World Order. The other path takes them to exposure by the masses, something no secretive tiny super elite bent on human genocide and enslavement could possibly want. The globalists must win, or it is they that face extinction, not the great masses of this planet. They simply cannot win without maintaining control of the world's remaining superpower, America. That requires the control of the White House. In one option, in the event of losing control over the U.S. executive branch of government, is to deliver to the new president a fella a la compete to an almost totally insurmountable cornucopia of problems. World War III, a global financial crash, a new Great Depression, chaos in the streets, an EMP strike and or false flag terrorism events throughout the land, etc. As the longtime lords of chaos in this world, use chaos to muscle control and remain on the path to the new world order. Yeah, finally, what is really going to go down in less than 2 weeks? And more important, what will that trigger?
Yeah, you can only make guesses at it. I don't know either. I can tell you it's probable from the historians like Norpoth that have analyzed the historical events and other academics that Donald Trump should become president. We have change agents. I mean, if you see the latest releases, another release this morning from WikiLeaks, it's drip, 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 or, you know, fire hose, every day, more evil things like
death
this.
By a thousand cuts.
Yeah, like, for example, Doug Bann now, even he's going to sell his agency that was shuttling over business to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton got $1 million from Qatar on his birthday. I mean, you know, this stuff doesn't stop. They can, they've pushed the envelope so far on trying to bring forth women to say, he fondled me, he kissed me, he did this, that. People are just like, their brain is shutting off, saying, no, I don't want to hear any more stuff about Donald Trump screwed most a decade ago or 2 decades ago.
They don't believe it.
Okay.
My 93-year-old mother-in-law, I asked her, and she said, I don't believe it.
Right. Now, here's the fact. The fact is, they do believe, though.
They're lying. They
do believe a video when you have some of these guys like on Project Veritas caught on camera, or we have the WikiLeaks releases. And, of course, Podesta won't say, yeah, these are real. They'll say the Russians hacked it. What damn proof do they have? And they quote like 17 agencies, like the Hildebeest says, or 17 U.S. agencies. They're in your back pocket, too, just like the Department of Injustice and the FBI.
Those 17 agencies didn't say a word on that.
Right. No.
She lied.
They didn't say. Yeah, she lied again. I mean, it's called the liocracy, I call it, you know. We have the lying king with Obama. Now we have the lying queen. The Jezebel, the whore, and I do mean W-H-O-R-E, whore of Babylon, trying to take the presidential office. And believe me, according to her mentor that wrote the book Rules for Radicals, he basically said she was going to introduce America as the whore of Babylon to Lucifer, the Antichrist. I mean, I think this is really happening. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in 2 weeks' time. We have two alternative pathways. One, pathway number one, Donald Trump will start to make America strong again. But as I mentioned in the first hour with Leo Zagami, and I strayed into areas that people need to realize, while we have a president who is a remarkable person that comes by literally maybe once in 100 years, it's a godsend that this man, Trump, is going to spend hundreds of millions of his own money, plus the money of all the people like me that contribute a lot, to try to do to get the truth out about his agenda to help America get strong again and righteous again. I mean, how can a woman, at the last debate, this monster, say that it's fine to kill a baby right before the mother naturally delivers him and say it's for the health of the mother? And over 90% of abortionists that do first trimester abortions wouldn't even agree to it. This woman is vile. She's so damned evil. It's scary. I mean, like, you have to understand.
You can't stand. I can't stand to look at her or to listen.
No. And when she looks at that scary demonic look in her face, she's like, you must let me rule you, or I will crush your bones and eat your flesh. I mean, it's really like
crush your bones and eat your flesh if you let me rule you.
Yeah, exactly. I know. You got to understand here, Americans. If you, and I'm saying this is a prayer against you that I'm praying right now. If you vote for Hillary, I'm bringing a prayer to take away grace and bring judgment on your physical body and on your soul. Let me tell you, I'm so disgusted with Americans to think it's okay with all these releases to think Hillary is a valid person. There's lots of great women in this country who could be president. And we need one. I want to see a good black president, not this monster Obama. I want to see a good woman at some future date that becomes a president of the United States. Sure, God names, not this one. You know, Margaret Thatcher was a good president of Britain, but Margaret Thatcher was a good. Yeah, go ahead.
I've heard a story that Trump did not want to run this time, but a number of senior military officers, generals and maybe some admirals, went to visit him. And they sat down with him, and they said, you've got to run, because if you don't, we are dead as a country.
The moves that Obama's done, and she's going to continue, will guarantee a thermonuclear conflict at some future date. It'll mean the end of our cities. It'll mean you'll look up, and with an X-ray machine, you'll see the bones in your hand for the last time, and when the thermal and X-ray flash hits you, your tissues will hit 50,000 degrees, and all the water in your cells will be superheated steam, and you'll vaporize into a cloud of atomic dust as you say, "Hello, Jesus," because that's what you're going to have. What's going to happen to you. You'll be in the blast zone of giant nuclear weapons, which, by the way, the Hildebeest even sold 20% of her uranium, so the only way we can get it back now is if Russia nukes us, and they don't want to. He's a Russian Orthodox Christian. He wants to make a deal. He wants us to clean up and get rid of ISIS. Instead, we're threatening war. How crazy is that?
Well, it's way beyond crazy, and that's why I come back to the conclusion that essentially it's not crazy, it's demonic.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't put the spiritual side of the equation...
Lunatic, you know what, even a lunatic wouldn't go the route these people, and they're very calculating and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, this a long...
Yeah, but there's no excuse now. If I see a double university professor that has, she's, say, 48 years of age, and she thinks Hillary's the best thing since sliced bread, like Adele. I pulled the Adele song off of her show here because I don't support Adele anymore. The fact that she did a private concert for Hillary, the fact that she thinks she's the best thing since sliced bread, she's a Brit, and she's saying, "I support Hillary, why don't you?" If she knew the issues, this stupid woman, she'd understand this is going to be the end of America. This is not funny.
You know what? Here's my question to the libtards. Exactly what the hell is it about Hillary that makes you want to support her? Is it the fact that she's a neocon war hawk? I don't think that's progressive. Is it the fact that she's a criminal that has taken untold hundreds of millions of dollars, her and her husband, for selling their offices and access, pay for play, etc.? I don't think that's progressive. Is it the fact that when the cameras aren't on, she cusses out everybody, including blacks and who name it,
and her own private security force? Yeah.
Which shows real security.
Oh yeah. She's got class, hasn't she? Some class.
Oh, yeah, 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 real class, like a bow of crap. But anyway, you could go on and on. What is it about her that's really progressive? It isn't. In fact, she is the agent of the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the Schiffs, the 30 global families that want to destroy your lives and are doing their damnedest to destroy your lives. We have 105 million American adults out of work completely in this country. We're in a depression, and we're about to go into a gigantic, the greatest depression in human history. What is it about her that's progressive?
Exactly. When we come back, show your anger there, Tim. I'm glad.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
To, I want to mention a couple of interesting things. One of my friends back in Colorado that was a director of U.S. Radar Command for NORAD, Colonel Lynn Wells, we cut a roast in our kitchen, and his son was my son's best friend at the time. And he was a Christian, and he actually introduced me to my favorite scripture in the Bible, which is Psalm 91:1. Isn't that funny? Years before 9/11, 1994, he showed me my favorite scripture, those who are under the wings of the Most High God. In other words, are you under God's wings? Are you doing His will? Are you asking for the truth? Will you do God's will toward your fellow men, whether they're Americans, Russians, or whatever? In fact, this is, you know, Putin is a Christian. He is his brother's keeper. He hasn't nuked us yet or knocked out our power grid. And when they make false accusations that he's trying to change the election, I guarantee you there's independent hackers all over the world freaked out by the Hildebeest getting control of the nuclear codes. So here's an example. And I asked him, I said, well, you know, how many times have we come close to a mutual assured destruction in the thermonuclear activation or long-range submarine-launched nuclear weapons in our ground-based missile systems, he said, numerous times. And he mentioned a couple. He said, you know, we had our Minuteman missile systems up in Montana, and when we were ready to transfer the codes and activate it because we thought there was a incoming from Russia, it turned out to be a mistake. Literally, the entire system shut down. We couldn't turn anything on. And you know, it was supernatural. Everything was all over the whole state. It wasn't just like one spot.
What was this? This
is back in the 1970s or 80s. And then and there were multiple incidents. Another one he mentioned is the Russians saw something, and one of their senior generals who literally reported on this, there was a call from the Kremlin that they were going to, these signals indicate that the Americans had already launched. And of course, you know, a sneak launch is really bad. That's why Putin's particularly upset right now, because we put what's called first-strike weapons on the Polish-Russian border. And by the way, the Brits have just sent over military personnel and so on, because these first-strike weapons, which are what's called THAAD or Theater Air Defense, are set there to hit a missile system after it comes in its launch phase before it goes into orbit and starts to come back in multiply targeted warheads, which is a very efficient way to knock out the damn missile by hitting it before it even gets up in the upper troposphere. But what happened there when the Russians are about to launch, not only was this Russian senior commander of the activation of these codes, but all the silo doors literally were, they were literally angelic beings who just arrived and literally welded all the doors closed of these silos so they couldn't open the doors to get the damn missiles out. It wasn't just one or two, it was a whole bunch of them. It took them 6 months to unweld these doors. Okay, so you have to understand that what's going on here is without God intervening, we probably already would have been fried many times because of stupid things like, you know, a satellite falls down from space and they say, oh, they're launching against us.
Well, now, there was the famous case of, I think it was from northern Norway, we launched a weather bird.
And yeah, well, yeah, a weather satellite from, yeah.
Yeah, it was mistaken by the Soviet radar system as a sneak attack.
Right.
And basically they were going to launch, and there was a colonel who absolutely...
Yeah, I heard that story. He's well-known now, isn't he?
He literally saved the world by himself.
Right. Now, by the way, the inspiration... I'm sure God inspired this man to have the decency and the logic and we call fact-checking to make sure it wasn't, you know, another error. Now, here's what I'm going to say right now. Hillary Clinton and her current moves, even countered by a general in front of Congress recently, like his eyebrows are raising up this general just a few weeks ago, after he heard Hillary say, yeah, we need to do a no-fly zone around Aleppo. It's like, yeah, if we did that, we were going to be at war with Russia. Now, do you really want to be at war with Russia when they retool their nuclear and their missile destroyers and everything so they can completely counteract every weapon system we have and fry us into nothing? Do you really want to do that? I mean, Hillary is so nuts and so damned evil, she doesn't give a shit. Really, honestly. She doesn't. And she is so helter-skelter.
Well, actually, it's worse than that. It's not a case of not caring. It's a case of wanting to do...
Oh, yeah, she wants to do evil. She drools at the idea of mass megadeth. That's how bad this is. Oh, my God. And these idiots want to vote her in? Repent right now. Do not go to the voting poll thinking you need the Hildebeest. God help you if you do.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Boyle's song, by the way, is going to be called I Dreamed a Dream. And I'll read a little of the lyrics here. I dreamed a dream in time gone by when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I prayed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hopes apart and they turn your dreams to shame. Still I dream he'd come to me and we would live the years together. But there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so different now from what it seemed. Now life has killed the dream I dreamed. Now, you have to understand, people, we get the choice to decide what we're going to dream, not only collectively as a civilization, but less than 2 weeks from now, if you want the dream that we're going to have a period of grace where we can start collaborating to protect our planet from incoming red dwarf star, and we can collaborate to stop the climate shift that's causing massive drought and the danger of superquakes, which Jesus prophesied in Matthew 24. Are we going to be the coat of many colors, the new Jerusalem, the bride, where we listen, hear, and do Shema, the will of the Most High God? We come together as a human race, so we're literally a collective single being. We are the queen, collectively the queen of heaven. We are the bride of the Most High, because we give the God of eternity children that can get to know and love him and realize that the source of all good and knowledge is the Most High. So I want to say this quick prayer, and maybe you can pray along with me. Dear God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you have blessed the nation of Ephraim, America, one of the two houses in the time of the end of your kingdom of Israel. You have literally taken these two nations, the nation of Judah that's returned to the land in unbelief as a fig tree with no fruit. But you have said in Psalms, you have said that they shall know the one that they have pierced, and they shall repent and cry, and that one-third of all Jews, many of them Khazarians or Satanists or secular agnostics, will repent and turn to the Most High and say they will know the one they have pierced and have not accepted, but have made blasphemous comments that he boils in excrement in hell for being the false Messiah, when they really, the Holy One of Israel, did return 2,000 years ago, and he's coming back soon for a bride with clothing and garments white as wool, made by the Most High. That bride is going to be told the truth, the gospel, which has not been preached by the so-called church, but it is being preached here in this show and others that are witnesses to the Most High God. And I speak as a witness to Ephraim, to the people of America, Repent, O America. Vote for Donald Trump to give us a period of grace so that we can turn back to the Most High and we can build up other nations and give them a godly advice rather than being a satanic nation. We are an embarrassment to the world, as you've said in your last statement here, Tim, that we are literally delegitimized in the eyes of Americans, but also in the eyes of the world. We pray, Lord God, you will give us grace. We do not have a perfect man in Donald Trump, but you perfect all of us, including the vile and crude words he's used. You repented him to travel for 15 months to become a witness to the horrors of unemployment, devastation, and the dangers of the inner city. You've literally looked at the evil of Hillary Clinton, and he is fully aware that if Clinton gets in, it's the end of America, but also the end of the world. People have to understand this, Lord God, not only on just an intellectual, emotional level, but a spirit level, that you're preparing the human race to become a truly galactic race of human beings that will bless not only our little planet, but also the world, the universe, because you, Lord God, are looking for a bride, a collective group of humans that will provide you children tens of thousands of years from now that will get to know your wisdom and your love. We pray for you out there in America that you vote for Donald Trump, not because he's a perfect man, but because he's being perfected by the same forces that perfect us, who are sinners, saved by grace from the Most High. Give us grace, Lord God. Give us a time like the king of Nineveh, who repented in sackcloth and ashes, and you gave 40 more years of grace. May we not fall from that repentance in a future time and suffer the judgment that you've designated will happen to our nation and our world. We do not want to see America destroyed by nuclear fire. We do not want to see people dying in the streets or cannibalism occurring. We don't want to see violence of Americans killing Americans. We don't want to see nations rising against nations, sending thermonuclear weapons, or the climatic changes occurring from the galactic changes that are occurring from the return of the destroyer, Nemesis, the dwarf star, or Nibiru. Lord God, give us grace to understand that as we act as advisors to people like Donald Trump, as we act as advisors to our local politicians, and as we get our church to wake up and smell the coffee and become not the Laodicean Christians, but Philadelphians, that only the Philadelphians will receive that special mark on their forehead and their hand, that they will hear and do the will of the Most High in these times of great trouble. We pray that you will repent every day and try to hear the voice of the Most High in everything that's happening, and realize that God always has solutions, no matter how desperate the days are. Thank you. Pray for peace for the whole world, but America, but pray for the peace of our hearts, that we will always do and hear the will of the Most High. Amen.
Putin, just a few hours ago today, made a number of statements that are really interesting.
Timely.
Yes, in response to accusations that Russia could influence the U.S. election, he says, quote, "Hysteria has been whipped up in the United States about the influence of Russia over the U.S. presidential election," end quote, said Putin, calling it a ruse to cover up for the fact that the U.S. political elite has nothing to say about serious issues, such as the country's national debt. Quote, "It is much simpler to distract people with so-called Russian hackers, spies, and agents of influence. Does anyone really think that Russia could influence the American people's choice on
election day?"
Hang on. I'm getting a call. I've got to cancel it here. Influence... Oh, boy, I tell you, I'm trying to do three things at one time. Okay, let me guess where I'm at here. It's much simpler to distract people. Okay, the number of mythical, dreamed-up problems include the hysteria. I can't think of another word that has broken out in the United States about the influence of Russia on the current elections for the U.S. president. He ended that phrase at all.
Yeah, how did he end it again? You're cutting in and out. Could you repeat that? Oh, listen to this, isn't that interesting? The NSA is hacking in and chopping up your audio so we can't hear you. Repeat it again, please.
Okay.
No, I can't hear you at all. It's all chopped up. let's reconnect and see if we can hear from Tim. Yeah, I think that's what's going on. In fact, there's a little statement that Tim did at the end here. It says, there are six globalist-controlled Zionist-run corporations that control 96% of the mainstream media. The problem is that we are a Khazarian globalist bankster mafia-controlled nation, and we either somehow regain control of the face of our wholesale deaths, or soon will happen in World War III.
I am back.
Okay,
sorry.
Tim.
Wonders
okay,
of Tim. Modern technology. Basically, at the end of what Putin was saying, he ended by saying, what is America, a banana republic? You know, end quote.
It's worse than that.
He's just absolutely amazed that the Democrats, the globalists would be saying that that Russia is somehow influencing and controlling the American election. I mean, it's ridiculous. They are so desperate. Trump is their worst nightmare. He is a multi-billionaire who doesn't need their money, won't take their money. He's not controlled by them. He wants to do the right thing for America. He has a lot of people behind him, the masses, as well as some very powerful people, evidently people in the military.
Well, hundreds of admirals and generals have endorsed him, and you know, Medal of Honor military personnel. And when people try to say he doesn't have the temperament, hardly have their cotton pick in mind. How frigging irritating is it to have Hillary repeat this in her pseudo rage?
Be released is, of course, they ban cell phones from anywhere around Hillary if you work for her. But I would truly love to see a secret recording of one of Hillary's insane rages, where she's the most foul-mouthed human they say you ever want to be around. And she cusses like a drunken sailor. And
I think that's hard on drunken sailors. Isn't the only thing that's not unfair for drunken sailors?
I mean, I would love to see that video released. But they take care. As soon as she gets off the stage, that face, that fakey lying face, is down, and she just goes off. And she evidently has virtual fits that she can't control herself, and nobody can control her.
Do you know why that is? That 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian.
The nuclear button.
Tim, the 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity in her is trying to get out of her skin, and you can see it's punching its wings and its elbows and its claws, and it just can't get out of her skin. And that's why she's making all these expletive deletive comments, because she's soon going to face her maker. I mean, this woman is in terminal phases of multiple illnesses. She doesn't have long for this world, and the devil says her apartment in hell is almost ready. So it doesn't matter if she gets elected. She probably won't, even if she did get elected by stealing it, she probably won't finish her entire term. We'll be stuck with a Jesuit-controlled Tim Kaine. I've renamed him, by the way. His now name is Cocaine. You know, you can play that little riff, you know, Cocaine. Because he was so wired when he was debating Mike Pence. It's like, now, Tim, if you do not calm down, we're going to have to record you and play you back in lower velocity so we can actually understand what the hell you're saying. He interrupted so many times, it's like, yes, you were a bad boy in school, right? You had ADD, and you interrupted the teacher and were put in a corner or put in another room because you're still disruptive. Why did the mediator there just not tell him to shut the hell up and let Tim Pence? And Pence was so calm and cool. He looked presidential, just not even responding to his rants and rages. It's like,
He probably was on some sort of narcotic or
he was on something. I'll tell you, as a toxicologist and a doctor that's worked in the area for decades, I can tell you, he either did three lines or crack cocaine or some other major stimulant that made him wired. He was not he was not a normal person that day.
Well, you know, U.S. senator running for vice president, I'll tell you what, that isn't that sweet. People, here's the problem. Very few people inside the Beltway, either in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, as a cabinet member, or a president, or vice president, or a senior member of the administration, those people don't get into office. There are a few exceptions, but by and large, those people don't get into office unless the globalists have bought them off, have goods on them, And they want people who are corrupt, totally corrupt and sick about it.
Are you kidding
me?
Do you read? That's got to be a conspiracy. Tim, that's got to be a conspiracy theory.
I know.
It's not really that bad, is it? I thought it was like Sesame Street in Washington D.C.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
you got cookie,
yeah, right.
You got political cookie
Sesame
monster
Street, in hell.
Yeah,
they don't want someone who they can just slip some money and bribe to, and then down the road that person is going to say, "Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm going to hell. I mean, literally, I'm going to hell taking these bastards' money. What am I doing? They're going to destroy our country. I can't do this anymore. I'm going to vote for this, and I'm not going to vote for this." They don't want that. They want somebody to say, "Yeah, so what? I'll be dead when the world's gone. I don't care. The hell with it. I want money. I want dope. I want hookers.
I mean, I heard Fixer was on television with Hannity the other night, and I'm thinking he was also being sly, not kind of disclosing how the money was paid to other alternative parties. But this woman and this guy, Bill Clinton, back in the White House, oh my God. Jezebel and Ahab back in the White House, damn it. And I'm going to tell you this. And I had a gentleman the other last week, Mark, in Oregon, and he interrupted, and he wouldn't stop talking when I told him to stop talking, because he was interrupting me saying, "Well, you know, we really need to submit. We don't want to have a revolution." No, we got a revolution. We're now forced into a situation. We got a revolution. I guarantee you, I will not submit to a Hillary Clinton government. I will not submit to passing in my guns. I will not submit to forced vaccinations. I will not submit to a demonic healthcare system that you want to have the Obamacare unravel so she can have her version of single payer. Her single payer is going to be, if you don't submit to the vaccines, we'll pull all your insurance and we'll freaking kill you. I mean, do you understand what you're facing here, people? This is not just bad. This is beyond insane. And if Hillary Clinton...
You know, all these vaccines, if you trust your government and you trust Big Pharma, well, line up. Line up, dumbass. But listen...
But
if you have half you might not want to line up, because what's really in that?
Unfortunately, and this is the facts, most citizens and most of my medical colleagues are gutless. I'm not. I'm a warrior. I'm a leader. And I'm going to tell you out there, when you want to... Let me finish what I'm saying, Tim. Let me finish what I'm saying. So when this gentleman interrupted me last week, I say, look, millions of Americans that we know there are, the vast majority of Americans, are going to support Trump. According to the actual poll, 76% of Americans want to change. Hillary is not the change agent. The media has even tried to spin it that she's a change agent. She's not even campaigning. She's not going to... What kind of change? Oh, you're going to have the means of death that's going to change, okay? Or the means of bankruptcy and violence in your cities, where you have so many damn Muslims here unvetted that you don't know what will happen on your way to the theater. Oh, they'll attack your wife because she's showing some leg, or she's got blonde hair. Damn it. I'm going to tell you out there, anybody who thinks that they can call on this show and say that kind of spoke that kind of crap, I'm going to shut you up, I'm going to take you apart, and I want you to understand, if you don't fight against this, you're part of the problem. And that's the same people who want to vote for Hillary.
If you want a taste of what they have in store, go to Norway, go to Sweden, go to...
Yeah, but Americans aren't going to... 94 million armed Americans and 23 million are veterans are not going to submit to this crap. Now, Hildebeest and the monsters... No, hold on. Here's what happens. The first little while, there's always a threshold. Oh, they did this and that. They bought a Bearcat and they went to one veteran's home. And the guys did this, and Governor Pataki, about 4 years ago, they were trying to pass... They passed a law where they're going to start seizing the guns of veterans in New York State. And the SWAT team says... No, Governor Pataki had a private meeting with them. No, you come with us, buddy. The first one will get the guns. The second one, they're going to take us down and kill us. We'll have guys with armor piercing weapons on the roofs and night vision scopes. Let me tell you, you want to tempt the tail of the beast? Well, you want to try to force this stuff down our throat? The violence we will visit on you, geopolitically, legally, and every other way possible, is unimaginable. And you got to understand, we're not going to take this crap. We're not. That's the way it is.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Speculating here. I want people to join their local militia with their sheriff. I want them to prep up. I want them to get ready legally. I want them to not submit, including vaccines. Just don't let them do it. Just like, for example, 3 years ago, when last year my daughter was going to school, the school announced that they were going to give my daughter, Kelsey Deagle, with Down syndrome, the Gardasil, and other vaccines. And I had to go give a lecture to this school nurse, and I said, if you give my daughter an injection with mercury, I'm going to give you one, but it'll contain lead. Now, you need to understand this seriously. I'm just joking. I said, but I will sue you, and I'll make sure that your ability to be a school nurse is gone. But I can tell you, I said, right now, after I lectured to him about this, he understood it was bad, and it was not a good thing, but he didn't want to keep his job, so they want to continue to inject these kids with mental disabilities who are not going to have sex, so they don't need the Gardasil vaccine, even if it was helpful, which it's not. And people need to start grasping this, okay? And this gentleman up in Oregon was a little upset because he said, well, you're going to cause a revolution. I'm not causing anything. I'm responding to a globalist power grab that's going to put us all in grave danger. Now, it would not at all surprise me if these generals who have already talked to Donald Trump to convince him to run for office that there's a coup d'etat. I know it's not historically likely, but what do you think could happen if they see policies on the part of Hillary Clinton that are putting us in grave danger of a thermonuclear conflict? I mean, give an example. This general who was actually at the Congress a few weeks ago, and his eyebrows are up like his eyeballs are popping out, and he's saying, no, 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 I don't think we're going to do that, because if we did, we'd be at war with Russia. So here's a congressman asking him in congressional committee if Hillary Clinton's policy is logical, common sense, and even decent or reasonable, and he's freaking out, realizing under Congress, under oath, telling them, no, this is going to bring us to war with the only nation that can annihilate us right now. Now, China might in 10 years, but Russia can do it today. And we want to put this crazy woman, this demonically possessed woman, in the White House? I don't think so. Now, what I suspect could happen if she does steal the election, because they're working hard to do it, pumping up the polls and twisting it and doing other garbage, it would not at all surprise me if they see policies developing and a war footing developing that could put us all in danger of a thermonuclear or an EMP attack on America or hacking to destroy our power grid, that they do a coup d'etat. It wouldn't at all surprise me if the Secret Service or branches of the military decide to go in and just kind of, you know, lock down the White House. It wouldn't at all surprise me. I'm thinking
it could happen.
It wouldn't surprise me at all because, I'm thinking...
To defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
Well, we have statutes.
They are not Nazis putting their hands on their little swastika flag, swearing an oath to Adolf Hitler. They swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States of America and to the people of the Republic for which it stands.
Right, and the other thing that's going on is people have to understand that there are statutes that if the president demonstrates signs of mental illness to the point where it's dangerous to the Republic, they have to be quarantined. And if you don't think her behavior now is quarantinable, you're not paying attention.
Well,
and this evil witch is to say, which way shall we go? Well, we better damn well not go the Hillary way, because if the Hildebeest gets in, I'm not going
to
say God help us. I'm not going
to
say God help us, because God's helping us today. But if you out there Americans vote for Hillary and they steal the election despite even a landslide, we're immediately in extreme, terrifying danger in judgment.
You're right with God, folks.
Start praying real hard between now and Election Day. God help us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.